Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Usually, we look at commodity prices on this programme. We speak about oil due to its importance to the global economy. We've even been speaking about cocoa prices and the soaring value of chocolate as a result this year. But another hugely important commodity, which has risen by 9% so far this year, is gold. Traditionally, it's seen as a store of value, but could it also be something to consider for retail investors? Mark O'Byrne is the chief executive of Tara Coins, which has just minted the first Irish gold and silver bullion coins and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Joe.
First of all, explain to us what bullion is.
So bullion is basically pure gold and silver. So it has to be of a grade of over 90% minimum. But generally, it's 99.99% pure.
Now, you have brought in some silver and some gold, and they're absolutely gorgeous-looking coins.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah.
They're very physically beautiful. Mm. Your company has designed them.
Exactly, yes. We're the designer, the minter, and the wholesaler of the coins, yeah, bullion coins.
So you guys design it, but you send it to somewhere else to physically make, is that right?
Exactly. For the moment, there's only one mint in Ireland, which is the Central Bank of Ireland. They have the monopoly up there in Sandyford. So in time, we hope to have a mint here in Ireland. There was a huge amount of mints in Ireland back in the day in history. You know, it's very interesting when you look at the history.
Why did they all close? Just they weren't profitable or something, was it?
These things were gradually centralised over time and went into the central banks. So the central bank is minting the euro coins still, to my knowledge, up there. Yeah. So yeah, for the moment, we have to outsource it. So I mint with a company in Germany, one of the most respected private mints in Germany, a company called Geiger, Edel Metal, and basically their LBMA, London Bullion Market Association, which is sort of the global umbrella body for precious metals. They're not regulated per se. It's a bit like property or foreign exchange. Mm. But there are...
So anyone in theory could start commissioning coins to be minted?
They could, yeah. And it's interesting. It's a bit like the microbrewery. It became
Wave.
A bit of a fad in time. Yeah, yeah, it's a bit too much of it going on. But yeah, there has been a huge amount of private mints popping up all over the world. Particularly, it's interesting in Central Europe and Eastern Europe and in America as well. So,
and tell us about how popular these coins are, whether it's silver or gold. Are they growing in popular people?
They are, yeah. It's very interesting.
To physically hold these things?
They are, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of risk in the world, yeah. And as you said, they're proven, they're safe haven assets. Mm. They're monetary assets. They are commodities, as you said, but they're also a form of money and a store of value, as you said. Mm. And the biggest buyers in the world today are the central banks.
Central banks?
Yeah.
But they'll be holding them in huge bricks, won't they?
Exactly. What's called London Good Delivery Bars. They're the big 400-ounce bars. So each one of them is worth it. As you said, the gold prices hit record highs in euros overnight, 2,100, or in the last 24 hours, 2,100 euros per ounce.
Yeah.
It's important people think in euro terms rather than dollar terms and local currency terms, you know.
Oh, do they? Because we usually quote it in dollars because it's internationally traded in dollars.
In the futures market, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Irish buyers and German buyers and people in the EU, we buy in euro terms. Mm. So yeah, it's 2,100 euros per ounce, and the central banks are buying a lot of gold.
Is that why the gold price is going? Because the central banks are snapping it up?
It's part of it, yeah. It's a lot of demand. Even the Irish central bank bought gold. They bought, I think, about 7 metric tons. Mm. A metric ton of gold is quite a lot. It's about 32,000
bricks.
Ounces.
Oh, ounces, right.
Ounces, yeah. So that's an ounce of gold there.
Yeah.
In that
you're
small little there.
There. A little kind of... cluster of gold coins.
Yeah, 10.1 of an ounce. Because I want to make it accessible to people because it is becoming, you know, unaffordable for people. And it traditionally was more high net worth people.
And would those individuals put it in the safe or would they have them on display in their homes? Because the coins that you have are physically beautiful to look at. They shouldn't be just thrown in the safe though, should they?
Well, you can do that. But my intention around this is that everybody has a little bit of gold, you know. It is a safe haven asset. The rule of thumb is you put 10% of your wealth in gold as a hedge. And you hope it doesn't go up because if it goes up, it means that the stocks, the bonds, the property aren't doing so well because of various risks in the world, you know. But I want people to be, you know, I think there's confirmations, communions, birthdays, it's just a beautiful gift, you know.
It is, but we need to warn people, of course, Mark, that gold also goes down as well as up.
It does, it does.
If you bought gold, for example, at the start of lockdown in 2020, so exactly 4 years ago, you would have lost a lot of money 3 months later. So it does go down as well as up.
If you bought at the very top, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, if you take a long-term view, it's interesting that the long-term returns over the last 20 years is about 8.7% per annum in euro terms, you know. So over the long term, it's not really that it's going up per se. It's more that the currency loses value over time. And gold actually protects the purchasing power.
And if someone wants to buy these coins, is it taracoins.com?
Tharcoins.com. Yeah, they're being sold by the biggest dealer in the States, the biggest dealer in the UK. My model is more wholesale, and it's on Walmart.com as well. I must check out, actually, you asked me before whether Irish people, I'm not sure if Walmart.com are delivering into Ireland, but you can buy them. As I said, it's wholesale. You can buy them from them. And I encourage everybody. They are, as you said, they're quintessentially beautiful. And the story of Ireland, the spirit of Ireland, is actually in the coins.
And the tree of life as well is there. Thank you very much for coming in, Mark.
By. Thank you, Joe.
That is Mark O'Byrne, the chief executive of Tara Coins. Back in.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.